So every day after the mindful movement, we are going to do a guided meditation together. And to give you a little bit of context, we will go through four qualities that the Buddha really emphasized as a source of deep well-being. And also, they could be considered in themselves as a pathway to freedom, to liberation. They are a set of four called the Brahma Viharas, and each day we will do one of them. We will do a guided meditation on one of them. And we will start with metta, goodwill or friendliness. So let's settle in our posture for meditation. Holding your body in a way that is comfortable, but also in a way that allows the spine to be upright with a sense of ease. Upright, comfortable, relaxed. Bringing your attention into the body. And connecting with your anchor. Which may be a part of the body, especially the lower part of the body. Maybe the sensations in your feet. Or in your legs. Maybe in your buttocks. Or it may be the sensations of the movement of the breath in your body. grounding yourself in the body, or in the sensations of the breath. Resting in your ground, and I'm going to invite you now to bring to your mind the image, or maybe the sense, of someone who has loved you. Someone you felt loved by. Someone who's done something good for you. Or maybe someone who helped you when you needed help and didn't ask anything in return. It may be a member of your family, or maybe your partner, a good friend, that person may be present in your life or not any longer. Or it may be even a person you've never met but that embodies that person, embodies This quality of goodwill of friendliness, of kindness, of love. And you may want to imagine that this person or this being is sitting in front of you and is looking at you. And you may want to look at his or her eyes. You can imagine this person or being smiling. Is it possible to open to the love of this person? Allowing your heart to be touched by his or her love for you. Is it possible to soften any resistance to receive his or her love? And allow yourself to be touched. And you see if you can notice in yourself, in your heart, the wish for the well-being for this person. You may want to verbalize this wish by saying, "May you be well." May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. Just bringing your attention to your body, to your heart. And allowing whatever response arises with the expression of these good wishes. And again, we can say, may you be well, really. May you be well. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. Again, listening to your body and to your heart. And saying again, may you be well, wherever you are, may you be well. May you be safe. May you not be in danger. May you be safe. May you live with ease. However long or short your life is going to be, may you live with ease. And may you be happy. You experience deep, true well-being. Connecting again with your body and with your heart. And just noticing how it feels to express, to verbalize these good wishes. Not allowing the image of this person or being to fade away. Connecting with the body or with the breath. And now bringing to mind the image or the sense of yourself. And it may be an image of you at this moment, sitting here, practicing. Or maybe an image as you are in your everyday life. Or maybe an image of yourself in the past, when you were a child, innocent and vulnerable. Tender and open. And see if you can find in yourself, in your heart, the seed, the intention of goodwill for yourself. Even if it is small, little, see if you can connect. If these good wishes for yourself, and you may want to give these intentions. Expression with words. May I be well. May I be safe. May I live with ease. May I be happy. And listening. Listening your body, your heart. Response to these good wishes. With complete acceptance. And again, may I be well. May I be safe. May I live with ease. May I be happy. And again, may I be well, in body, in mind, in heart. May I be well. May I be safe, free from danger. May I be safe. May I live with ease. However long or short my life is. May I live with ease. And may I flourish as a human being. And feel the deep and true well-being that comes as a result. May I be happy. Allowing the image of yourself to fade away and just bringing your attention to your body, to your heart. Listening, allowing. Embracing with kindness.
So we have now an opportunity for walking meditation, and doing that outdoors. We have good weather, perhaps not so much shadow, so just see whether you find a place which is suitable for you. And the invitation is to follow on from the instruction Laura had offered this morning for our walking meditation, really seeing how we can coming back into the moment, pausing, being here, seeing the movements of the mind which may want to lean forward, the tendency of getting somewhere perhaps. And that's a good moment where I can just eventually pause again, perhaps even stand again, and then just see, oh, what can I let go now? Perhaps just this coming back to the moment, and then what can be let go in the mind, what can let be go in the body. So again, keeping it very simple, body walking, body standing, turning, and then in your own pace, walking the path aimlessly. There is nowhere to get to but coming right here in this moment. And perhaps with this beautiful meditation Ramiro just offered, perhaps we can infuse our walking with this sense of kindfulness, allowing the mindfulness to become a kindfulness, arriving, noticing, keeping it very simple. Coming back also to your anchor, the body, the ground underneath, your feet being in touch with the ground.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.